everyone. Welcome back to Localize This. My name is Michelle Zhao, and I am the Director for Global Publishing here at LAI Global Game Services. Our guests today are Limon and Armin from Silly Walk Games. They are an indie team based in Europe. Mind Mode, which is also called 脑力模具 in Chinese, is their newest mobile puzzle game designed with global interest. They have overcome many difficulties to solve their own puzzle of getting the game ready for a global launch. They have expended quite some efforts to localize their game, especially for Asian market. I believe their journey to the e-story will particularly interest our Western listeners. Now let's welcome Limon and Armin to share their experience with us.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
It's nice to be here, and thank you for having us to talk about our game.
Okay, let's begin our interview with the first question. How did you come up with the concept?
So we were playing a lot of shape-filling puzzle games in that time. And after a while, we figured out that every single one of them is actually the same. They give you a shape to fill, and there's only one solution for it. So either you find it and that's okay, or you fail. So it was a matter of time and more tries. Since we were in love with the puzzle game concepts, especially the shape-filling ones, we wanted to hold on to the main concept, but make some changes to push the player to the next level on that genre. So that was the time we started working on Mind Mode.
Comparing to other puzzle games, what makes your game unique?
Well, we created a game in which players can find their own solutions for every single level. Even though it's your fourth or fifth time with the same level, you wonder how solutions will vary with your choice of filling the puzzles. Because of that, Mind Mode player should push their creativity and visualization skills.
As an indie game developer, it's no easy job to develop a game for the global market. Any struggles you met during development?
Yeah, of course. Being an indie developer team has many struggles, actually. First of all, you're a small team, and that means that there is more and more work to do per person. And the biggest struggle is a limited skill tree. I mean, you're a team consisting of three or four people, and everyone has their unique skill set. But other than that, if something new comes up, you're forced to learn new skills to get the job done. So that takes time and makes your project go slower, but that's just how it is as an indie game developer.
When you are looking into the market to launch, why are you particularly interested in Chinese market?
We knew China is already a huge market and a lot of potential to go. Year by year, its pace of growth increased, and we wanted to be part of this.
You're right. According to a few research institutes like Newzoo and Talking Data, China's mobile game market will reach $6.5 billion in revenues this year, more than a fifth of the $30.1 billion generated worldwide. This positions China as the world's biggest market for smartphone and tablet games, ahead of the US with an anticipated $6.0 billion in revenues this year. And the most popular mobile games are among either really hardcore games like mobile games or extremely casual games. My next question is, in terms of localization, what have you worked on to make the game more appealing in the other market?
Yeah, first of all, players must have fun playing your game. And it all starts with the proper localization. We want to feel Mind Mode like one of their own. So other than the classic translation work, we started to read about the history and mythology of the country. So we recreated our cutscene, our mascot, the colors, and the music to be closer to the Chinese culture.
Exactly. Well, the first touch of localization is the language and locale. It seems that you have put a great deal of thoughts on the habits, fears, and gameplay of local gamers. From our experience, we knew that Chinese users normally stick to a game more than Western gamers within a short time period. But they are also early quitters in front of difficulties in game. Next question is a follow-up to this. Any difficulties you met when localizing it? What lessons have you learned?
We faced with many, many difficulties, actually. And most significant one was working with Asian fonts. We used to work with Latin alphabets, and working with Asian fonts was something new for us. Like, if there's a mix-up in the text, we won't notice it immediately. And also the layout and readability is not easy to check for us. Certain graphics effects will work with fine on Western fonts, but will mess up in Asian fonts. So that was the difficulty we faced.
I heard that later on you've worked out the issues during the testing phase with the help from LAI's Asian game localization experts. That's great news. And talking about testing, what have you found out from the gamers in other cultures during testing?
We figured out in China, players expect to see lots of tips in the game. The players are more familiar with a busier window comparing to Western gamers, and that was a real surprise to us. Another thing we learned from the testing phase is that gamers will have different preferences and leave very different comments. We'll listen to their ideas, but we can't integrate all, of course.
What are other tips you could give to developers looking into publishing their game overseas?
First of all, it is important to work with a localization company. It's a must, actually. You can't afford to make big mistakes regarding culture and language. Publishing a game is hard enough by itself. Imagine what would happen if elements of the game would be offending to people in those cultures.
Thank you very much for sharing your story with us, Levon and Armin. Hope Mind Mode a global success.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Back to our listeners. Hope you enjoyed today's discussion with our friend Levon and Armin from Silhouette Games. And as always, if you have comments, suggestions, or questions for us here at LAI Global Game Services, please feel free to email us at podcast@lai.com, or you can even tweet us at LanguageAuto Inc.